his fellow Democrats in the Arizona primary. Senator Flake could face a tough primary himself. President Donald Trump has thrown his support behind Kelly Ward, a former Arizona state senator who unsuccessfully challenged Senator John McCain in the last election.
That's Linda Kenyon reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is an encore presentation of the Digital Revolution Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Being Found Show. We're giving local businesses the unfair advantage back. Best 2 hours of radio for business. We're your guide to being found by more buying customers. How many of these qualifiers do I get to use legally, Chauncey?
I think if you go over three, maybe you're getting a little excessive.
Well, yeah, but maybe we're about breaking rules. Can I do one more? This is like, what we're about is straight talk. We're about making
sense. Well, what do you got?
Making sense. Okay, so I got a list of them, kind of.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so if your company isn't being found, whose is? And we'll help you answer that question.
That is a good one.
How about we're going to show you how to be found by more buying customers?
That's a good one. Not as catchy as the first one.
Okay. How about straight talk about the internet and your business?
That's a little straight-laced for you.
You think? All right.
Yeah.
And then the last one I had was local businesses guide to being found by more buying customers.
Yeah, that one's pretty accurate.
Yeah, so we've got accurate and impactful. So we're working on that. It's going to be we're all of those things. As usual, you can go to beingfound.com and follow along. We're getting better at sharing our screen and having videos ready to support the show. So if you go to beingfound.com, you'll actually be able to see this show in its entirety online. You'll be able to see some of the reports we look at, some of the stories we look at, some of the tools and websites we go to. And then we also break up the show into certain segments, so you might find a segment that's really important or that you really liked. Also, you know, I don't do this enough, and I want to try to do this more. You know, we're a part of a family in Shasta County. You know, we're involved with the Economic Development Corporation, the Shasta Economic Development Corporation. We do all kinds of fun stuff with the Smart Center, the Builders Exchange, and this radio station. So KCNR 1460 AM is where we're beaming out of. There's a lot of good people and a lot of good things going on in our small little town, and I don't think we always take enough time to point out what everybody's doing. So check us out.
Well, last night was beer and bites.
Oh, it was beer and bites, huh? How was that?
Nice. It was packed out. You know, a lot of beer, Chipotle buffet,
and a lot of bites.
A lot of bites.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, how's your week been in the world of SEO, Chauncey? Did anything really crazy happen that you're keeping your eye on, or was this kind of a slow week?
Well, as far as news is concerned, I was pretty busy this week, so probably not a huge amount of news. But what I'm definitely trying to concentrate here on lately is making sure that on your homepage of your website, when you're going local, that there's a section for each of the Google categories that your Google My Business is in. That's really what I'm trying to focus on here this week.
I got it. And why is that? Is that something Google needs, or is that to help when someone comes over from Google?
Well, it's definitely good for conversion, because you want anybody who hits your own page to understand what you're about as soon as possible. But mainly it's good for Google, because Google then adds trust to the fact that the categories that you're saying you represent, you actually do represent, because you have it on your site's most important page, which is your homepage.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I know. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you can actually go to somebody else's Google listing, and if you don't think it's accurate or fair, or you don't think they are doing what they have listed that they do in their Google My Business page, you can actually make suggestions, right? You can
right.
suggest to Google that that be changed, and you know, one sure way to help fight against that is to make sure that it's clearly obvious what you do on your homepage.
Right. Absolutely.
I
keep
like
your competitors from messing with what you got.
I like putting you on the spot too. So just so everybody knows, I don't, Chauncey and I don't go over the show. He has no idea what I'm going to ask.
No.
And I like putting him on the spot.
So hopefully this makes me sound educated instead of totally like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, unless you have the time to prepare. Okay,
right.
So there is some other marketing news that I want to talk about in this show,
mm-hmm.
And we'll go over that in the next segment. But also I wanted to let our audience know about Project Hometown and talk about that a little bit more in the opening segment. You know, if you've heard us talk about it, Project Hometown is the initiative or the idea that our county could connect all of our businesses and all of those products up into the e-commerce economy so that customers can buy our products the way they want to buy. Because, frankly, look, they're going online. Just look at what you do. You are going online. Whether you buy online or not, it's a different story. You may look online and go somewhere else or you might compare online, but it's having an impact. And so Project Hometown isn't just about building a website. It's not that. What it is it's this initiative to get all of our county's products online the way customers want to buy. And what would happen to this community if we were able to do that? It would be like, well, it is connecting to this me. It's projected that there'll be more e-commerce sales this year and next year than there is brick and mortar sales. So it just makes sense that a brick and mortar should be represented up in the e-commerce economy. And so we'll talk about that more. You can go to Project Hometown and learn more, although admittedly there's not a lot of content on that site yet. We're still getting that thing off the ground. But I did want to tell you that we had our first kickoff meeting with local web developers, local associations like the Smart Center, the EDC, the Chamber of Commerce, who are all excited, and others. There were people from all walks who are trying to figure out how we can all work together to facilitate this idea that we can all get our projects or I'll get all of our products online. And so that's kicking off. If you'll follow along on the radio and you stop by beingfound.com, we're going to keep you posted because we're actually going to have a kickoff event where we're going to speak and train, and it'll be a luncheon on what Project Hometown is and how it'll work. How did I do? Did I explain that okay, Chauncey?
Yeah, I think you did. You know, the one thing that popped to my mind about this, and it might be a little confusing for people, but is that major cities are already our proof of concept that this works.
Right.
You know, they're given an environment where for the past couple of years they could support this sort of station. And now we know that it works. And now we know that everybody wants it this way. And so basically all your little outlying towns, all your medium-sized, even large outlying towns, you know, because I'm in a fairly large town. It's just autonomous from other towns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we know this works, and we know people want to use it, and we know people are looking for it. It's just smaller areas are not doing it yet.
Okay. Yeah, good. Okay, so we are coming at the end of this segment. You're listening to the Being Found show. You can always check us out online at beingfound.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to the Being Found Show, where you can rest assured. Now that you're listening to this show, you are going to be found by more customers. How was that one, Chauncey?
That's like a, you know, magical power. Like, just by listening to this show, you can sit in your chair and do nothing else, and you're going to be found.
Yeah, it's not quite that good of a show. I'm getting there, though.
We're getting there, though.
We'll try.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Okay, so for those of you that could see our screen and watching the video, you're probably wondering why for the last segment there's been this strange YouTube lady who's on freeze frame getting ready to say something. Well, it's because there's this video that I came across where a lady at, what is that called? I think it's called Ted's Wholesale. Yeah, Wholesale Ted. There is a business called Wholesale Ted, and they do some great training videos on e-commerce and how to sell with e-commerce, how to sell dropship products. They're worth checking out. But anyways, there's this lady who does training videos, and she does a really good job of answering one of the questions that I get asked all the time, which is, do I even need a website? If I sell products, can I just offer my products through Amazon and eBay and Jet and all those places? And well, there's no direct answer that's right for everyone, right, Chauncey? I mean, sure, I do know people who just resell products on Amazon or Facebook and don't have a website. But generally,
sure.
Generally, they need a website.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, well, I guess, you know, need is one of those words that's been abused in our society. But, you know, do you need it? I like how you put it earlier. You asked, when we were talking about it earlier, you asked, is an Amazon and eBay site good enough?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just propose the question of, if you're running a business, is good enough a term that you should really be using?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You know, good enough for now, good enough to get started, sure. But good enough in the long run, I don't think it's really a term that any successful business owner is using.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it's funny. I hadn't even thought about it that way. I wanted to think of the black and white. Well, cause and effect. If you do this, you get this. Or if you don't do this, you don't get this, right? So one of the cause and effects would be, well, chances are that you won't be found when people go to Google as often. Or if someone's right. looking for that product near them, you lost that opportunity in a lot of cases. But I think your answer probably has more wisdom. And that is, well, you know, when is that good enough?
Business has to start somewhere.
Right.
You know, and you can't start everywhere unless you got some backing that, and if so, you know, give me a call. I need some of that. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. So if that's where you choose to start, that's fine. But, you know, that's not the end all. That's not the end goal. And right. if it is the end goal, you need to reassess your priorities.
Yeah. Can I be honest? I was having a hard time concentrating there for a second. You want to know why?
Is this woman staring at you?
No, oh, I wish that was the reason. It's worse than that. It's worse than that. So this will be the first time where we're recording the show and we're recording our screen and we're recording video of you and I. So if someone were to come to beingfound.com and watch this video, they're going to see you and I. And so what I was struck by was, I wonder if we did a survey of which one of us is best looking.
Yeah.
Who would win? And I found myself thinking I'm probably going to lose that one. You know, I found myself going, I want to say I'm better looking than Chauncey, but he's got the whole beard, the whole rugged. I think I'd be devastated if I just drastically lost.
Yeah, you know, I cover up good looking with ugly, but lots of girls can see that, you know.
Yeah, they get right
through.
He's
got the weird beard.
Yeah.
He's got the weird hair, but they can see in the eyes the sparkle.
Yeah. So anyways, I think you had a good point, but I did get a little distracted there on playing that scenario out. Okay. So
sparkle.
So for those of you that are watching the video and you're wondering why these two strange men who should just be on radio and not TV. And this lady on the YouTube are just standing here. I want to play a little bit of this video and then go over it because I think she makes some really good points. And by the way, she has an accent. I'm not sure if it's English or Australian, but I find that I even just like listening to her voice. So here you go.
An easy way to start your own online store.
There's a little opener for you.
Now, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love Amazon and eBay. I think they are amazing selling platforms. All you need to do is list your items on there, and then they will do the marketing for you. But there are downsides as well.
Okay, hold on, Chauncey. So, are you not as fascinated by watching her talk as you are with what she's saying? I mean, look at that. She's got an interesting method of speaking this stuff. Anyways, I'm going to keep going.
Amazon, eBay, right. You have huge price.
It's my show. I can say whatever I want.
Competition, high fees, and you also have limited ability to do upsells and email marketing to your customers. Having your own store also means that you can sell items that are prohibited. For example, I have a friend that's doing over $50 million a year selling e-cigarettes.
Okay, so just to follow up there, so this is a good video. We'll share it on Facebook so you can go check it out. But, you know, that whole cause and effect black and white thing that I think I need, she nails right there. Amazon and eBay are great. And it's not one or the other, it's and, right? So yes, be in those. But you do lose, like she points out, you lose the opportunity for selling maybe the products you want to sell, or email marketing, capturing all those people who didn't buy or did buy that you might be able to sell to again.
Right. And plus you're also locked in, on a remarketing level. When it comes to remarketing, it's not just your products. Amazon and eBay are utilizing the traffic to you to remarket their website.
Right, right.
And, you're limited on conversion, although the advantage to conversion there would be that people are so used to using these websites that they know what to do. They have accounts. They trust them. So there's conversion advantages there as well.
Yeah.
But there's also conversion disadvantages.
So why couldn't you have your cake and eat it too? What goes on? What stops us as a local business from getting into Amazon, getting on eBay, and having our own website? And I think it's time. Time to learn, time to do. What do you think it is?
Well, I think that that's accurate, although I think time is kind of all-encompassing. Everything in business comes down to time and money. But it's like definitely learning curve. And then, source marketing, basically the idea that each of your sources is making an amount of money that justifies the use of that source. And so when you put the two things together, like you don't have time to learn to use the source properly, you start to see less of a return from it than you were expecting, and therefore you no longer invest in it. Even though had you learned to use it correctly, you would probably see much more value from each of those sources along the way.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I don't know why my brain has to dumb things down for me to process it, but I'm instantly thinking of when I buy a car. If I don't take the time out to do the maintenance and things like that, eventually that car becomes cost prohibitive and it's no longer enjoyable. It's always breaking down. Things aren't working. And if I didn't have that time in the beginning, I'm going to pay the price later. And I think in this stuff, marketing and this online stuff, you pay that price quicker, right? You can have diminishing returns in a day.
Right. Yeah, basically, being a good businessman means that you are a miser. You are constantly, hoarding money. And I don't mean hoarding money like not giving back to the community and stuff like that. But you're constantly thinking, like, is what I'm doing returning on my investment?
Right.
And so if you do things poorly or you just tuck yourself in and then you don't understand and you walk away – the answer will always be yes. You're not getting a return on your investment.
I'm glad you just said all that because, one of the goals of this show is to help the other businesses who aren't jumping into online marketing. They're not jumping into getting their products where the consumer wants it. It's to help them navigate making that decision to put the internet to work for them and not against them. So in a lot of ways, we're in this show, we're not really talking to that marketing manager who does a fantastic job of marketing already. We're not really talking to that business who's growing like crazy because they've mastered the internet. We're trying to make the points and the relevancies for that business who goes, I want to do it and I would, I would put the internet to work for me. But the problem is, I know it's not going to pay off, or I know I'm going to lose more money than I want to, or I know that means I'm not going to be able to do something else I know is working. And we know all that, but the problem is that there is a ticking clock, that more customers are going online, more customers are going mobile. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about a news story about that very same point, that customers are going mobile. So more and more the internet is changing the way people buy, and people are changing the way they buy themselves. And businesses have to get in. It's time. They actually have to make these steps. And so we're trying to demystify all this so they can make those steps. Okay, we are coming up to the end of this segment. That was a really good segment, Chauncey, and as usual, you say stuff in way more precise than I do. And so thank you for listening, and come right back after the break.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hop-in restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
All right. Welcome back to the Being Found Show, where we are.
All right. Okay, so you are here with Cloudwise Joe and Chauncey Haworth.
That's me.
And we're coming to you from 1460 AM KCNR out of Redding, California. You know, I don't bring that up enough.
No.
What station we're beaming out of, because, you know, we've got podcasts and we're on YouTube and all that. And I think it's important that when people are listening to our show and all the different places, they know where we're coming from.
Yeah, shout out to Carl and Jared, our production team.
All right. So what I want to do is I want to jump into some news. And as always, you can go to beingfound.com and you can check out videos where I'm normally sharing my screen. And one of the things I want to go over is this new feature that just came out. I just was reading about this story this morning, and it's called Google Answers. So essentially what's going on right now is, again, Google's just trying harder and harder and harder to serve up the content that people want, and they're trying to do it without actually sending them to your website, which, again, I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm sure there's arguments on each side of that. But what's happening now is that if somebody's on a mobile device and they Google your business and they go to your business on the mobile device, you know, that spot where your Google My Business shows up, where it's going to show your map and your reviews and all that kind of thing. If you scroll all the way down, there's actually this new feature that's just come out, and it's called Google Question and Answers. So what's going on there? Well, actually, your customers can ask you questions, and you can answer them right there from Google. Now, I don't know if you already know this, but Google already lets people click to call you. There's a new feature that's come out where they can text you now. So let's step back for a second. Let's think about that one. Right now, you can actually go into your Google My Business, and you can set up the feature that will allow people to text you straight from the Google results page. We'll talk about that more later. But this new feature, this questions and answers, this is where they can ask you a question, and you can answer. So there's this really great article that came out on Searchland, it was written by Joy Hawkins. And basically, somewhere in the middle of August, this rolled out. This article goes over six things that you should know about this as a business. It does turn out that you'll need Google Maps, I guess, to communicate. I guess you won't actually be communicating through Google My Business. What you should try to do right now is Google your own business and scroll to the bottom and see if you see questions and answers. You may have to update your map. That's one of the things she points out. The other thing that she points out with this thing is that you're supposed to be getting notifications as a business that someone's asked you a question. Google says you'll get this. And, I guess we think Google's such a big, great company that they get it right all the time. They do what they say they're going to do. But actually, this Joy says she's tested this a bunch of times and she never gets any notifications. So you might want to actually update Google Maps, and you might want to see if people have been asking you questions and if you haven't been answering them.
Yeah, I'm sure it has to be connected to your phone.
It turns out that, you know, this feature is available to customers. They're doing it, but you may not know about it. So she goes on to talk a little bit about that. And the other neat thing about this is you can actually see the profile of the person, the name of the person, and those kind of things. So you actually get to know your customer when they're asking you questions. It's not just a blind ask. Again, I want to back up a little bit on that too, because I hear it all the time as I'm talking to businesses. Well, I want my customers to call in, so I only want my phone number there. Or a business will say, well, we want a web form. That's easier for us if we have a web form. And so we'd like to have a web form and just have people go through that. But what if they don't want to? I mean, there's so many different ways for customers to talk to people and to talk to businesses that they expect you. Well, here's the thing. They're going to use this feature. They're going to use text. They're going to use chat. They're going to call. They're going to email. They're going to do it the way they want. The question is, are you going to set up your website or your presence just in general so that they can talk with you the way they want to? Okay, so I want to go into another story real quick. This story is one that came out. Now, this is from BigCommerce. Let me pull this story up here. Okay, so this story is from
Big Commerce. And essentially what Big Commerce is they're a, they're an e-commerce website, and, or they're an e-commerce website where you can build your own website and you can put products in. I like them. They're something like Shopify. And so Big Commerce, does a blog. And one of the things that they've recently released is 135 stats. Now these stats are really interesting, because these stats are giving us some insight into what customers are doing. Now I talk about this all the time. Things have changed, so much over the last 2 years. It's mind blowing. And it's so fast. I think it's even hard for businesses to catch up. So I like to go over some of these stats, whenever I get a chance, because it starts to give us and businesses a full picture of what's going on with these new customers. So let's go over a couple of them. Again, Big Commerce, this is called Big Commerce or E-commerce Trends, 135 stats revealing how modern customers shop in 2017. You'll be able to read the whole article. We'll share it on Facebook, or you can go to Big Commerce, or just Google it, which is what we all do anyways, right? So here's an interesting, let me go over some of these stats. So one interesting stat is 51% of Americans prefer to shop online. Now, that has changed a lot statistically, but I just step back and think about our own buying behavior. I just remember 2 or 3 years ago that I went to a store first. I walked into a business to see what things were available. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but now I go to Amazon, I go to Google, and I go to other sites like that before I ever go to a store. So yeah, I think in my household, we're 100% start online. I don't know that we preferred. I think I would rather meet somebody, talk to them about the product, which is why I think that this Project Hometown that we're launching is so important. Because Project Hometown is the idea that all these local businesses in Shasta County will get their products online the way people want to buy. I mean, if 51% of your customers prefer to shop online, why aren't you online? And I'm not just talking about a website. I'm talking about the way they want to buy in an e-commerce situation. Just think about the way you buy. Chances are, if you're listening to this show, you go online and you shop for products. So why aren't you online? So here's another one. 96% of Americans have made an online purchase in their life, 80% in the past month alone. E-commerce is growing at 23% year over year. That means that people buying online are growing at 23% year over year. It's actually, one of the retail sites is actually forecasting that e-commerce is going to eclipse brick and mortar in total sales this year. And actually by 2020, that buying from a mobile device instead of a desktop is going to eclipse desktop buying. So, you know, we really have two fronts here. We've got to get online. We've got to be selling e-commerce as a business. But then we also have this mobile thing that's happening really fast. All right. So let's get into some generational trends. I don't think this one's going to surprise any of us, unless maybe we thought it was going to be bigger than this. 67% of millennials and 56% of Gen Xers prefer to shop online rather than in a store. I don't know. Does that surprise you? I guess maybe the only thing that surprises me is I would assume that millennials, it was more like 80 or 90%.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. What do you think so far about these stats, Chauncey? Is it crazy?
It is crazy. I'm not really shocked that the young people are progressive when it comes to utilizing the new technology and that the older people are more apprehensive towards it.
Right.
I mean,
okay, so now what?
That's kind of a no-brainer, I think, but the numbers are high. I think the most shocking thing is how quickly the numbers went up.
Right. Yeah, and I know it gets boring. I'm a numbers geek, and to me, these numbers tell a story, and so it may be boring radio to talk about these numbers, but this is the reality that us in this industry are seeing. I mean, there is a very real shift where people are using the internet and online, not just to look at your company and come visit you. They're using it to buy, and they're using their phones to buy. And so, you know, we as businesses, this is just a plain reality. Okay, so let's do another one here real quick. And sorry for the dorky, geeky stats here. This one really got me. I'm wondering where you all fall in.
Maybe we should save that for after break.
All right, are we getting ready to go to break?
Yeah, yeah.
How long do I have?
Oh, about 10 seconds.
All right, well, you're listening to Being Found Show, and we'll be right back after break.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
North State Security is looking for a few good men and women to join their team. Good salary and benefits. You can play a major part in protecting our community and infrastructure. Members of our team have even been hired by law enforcement agencies here in the Northern California region. Become a sworn officer in North State Security. Call 243-0295 or click on NorthStateSecurityInc.com for more information. North State Security, an ounce of protection since 1968.
The Shasta College Agriculture, Natural Resources, Horticulture, and Equipment Operations invites you to their annual fall showcase and fundraiser, Harvest Fest, Saturday, October 7th at the Ross Ranch, adjacent to Shasta College. Starting at 4 p.m., you and your family can tour the Shasta College farm in a draft horse-pulled wagon while hearing about various projects taking place on the farm, as well as learn what some of the students have been learning on the farm during the past year. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. under the Big Tent with delicious locally grown food, Shasta College raised chicken and roast pig, beer and wine, live dancing with the Billies, as well as silent and live auctions. All proceeds from this fun family event will directly benefit Shasta College Ag and Natural Resources students. Tickets can be purchased in advance for $35 per person or at the door for $40 per person. Purchase tickets from Shasta College Agriculture and Natural Resources faculty and students or online from Eventbrite.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. Take it away,
right,
Joe.
So, was that like totally boring going over all those stats, Chauncey?
Well, I mean, sure, if you're not into caring about your business, yeah. But I mean,
right?
If you are into caring
real
about your business, those should be somewhat eye-opening stats because, you know, I mean, people,
yeah,
as they, you know, as people get older, they get locked into what they found, you know. So finding new older customers is more difficult than people
right
who are now starting families, who are now up and coming. They haven't found their people yet. And if you don't get out there and find those people, you know, that's really where your new customer base is.
Okay, so tell me where you are on this set of stats. Now I'm going to leave this. I'm going to move on from all these dorky stats. So buying frequency. 95% of Americans shop online at least yearly. 80% of Americans shop online at least monthly. 30% of Americans shop online at least weekly and 5% shop online daily. Where are you at on that?
I'm not surprised about the yearly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, once you factor in Christmas, you know, anniversaries, you know, when I'm shopping for my wife, I'm trying to find the perfect thing. And sometimes that's not in town. So I'm not surprised about that. But monthly, I was a little shocked at how high that number was. Weekly, not so shocked. But the daily, I'm actually a little shocked by how low it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, people only have so much money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, do you shop every day? I mean, you know, do you buy something every day? I mean, I guess if someone could deliver me my Rockstar drinks and my coffee, I would probably buy every day.
Yeah, I guess the reason why I was shocked is I bet you that number's not factoring in the things like services that you use daily but you pay for monthly.
Right.
You know, it's not factoring in things like Netflix and things, you know, like that. Amazon Prime,
right.
Stuff like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Okay, so I want to get into another article. There's just so much going on right now. The world's just changing. You know, this show is about bringing all that stuff that's happening on the internet and how it's impacting your business. It's about bringing it to you so you can do something about it, so you can take control. So there was this other article on search engine land. Now, I personally recommend everyone follow Search Engine Land. You know, they are on the ball. Their writers are doing a great job of making sense. And we're not paid to say that, by the way. I just read their stuff a lot. And a story just came out. And what I want to do is I want to talk about this story just a hair, because there's some paragraphs in this where this guy's making a really clear point about the difference between a desktop and mobile results and the impact that's having on business. I'm going to read a couple snippets, Chauncey, and let's make sense of this. So the article is mobile and desktop SEO, different results, different content strategies. In other words, he's saying, and I agree, he's saying that, essentially your content showing different and you have to have different strategies to deal with that. So what it goes on to say is you can't simply make your site responsive and truly call it mobile ready. The guy who wrote this is Jim Yu. Yeah, Jim Yu. To really adjust to the dramatic rise of mobile search, you need to understand how people are using these devices for finding things. Now, let's stop there. We talk about this all the time, Chauncey. You know, the intention of what I'm using my device for is really different. Depending on which one I'm using. So if I'm using my laptop or my giant computer here with all these screens and lights and cameras and everything, you know, I may not have the same intention as trying to find a restroom or a restaurant or a place to get shoes right around me, because I'm going to be using my phone for those because I'm probably moving around or I'm in an area, right?
Yeah, a prime example that we used a couple weeks ago was a towing company. That if you're searching for a towing company from your desktop, it's probably not an emergency. It's probably something you're trying to set up. But if you're searching for it from your mobile device, and actually you just stumbled across one right there. Try typing in bathroom on your desktop. You're going to get some bathroom renovations, so on and so forth. Try typing in bathroom on your mobile phone while walking around downtown, and you're going to hopefully find a bathroom.
Right, especially as quick as I need one when I need one. I'm telling you, my vision, nothing works anymore at 40.
Age, man.
42.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so one of the reasons I wanted to go over this article is because I think when we talk about what's changing for mobile or what mobile's doing to business, you know, I feel like it's still one of those words and terms that doesn't have the real impact it should. And so I think he says a few things really well here. He says, smartphones and tablets have completely disrupted and forever altered what was once a fairly linear buying journey. These days, a consumer might drop in your funnel at any point from any channel. It might be after an unknown number of touch points. across platforms, devices that you didn't even see happening.
I got two things to say about this. Last night, my wife and I were going out to get dinner. Two nights ago. We're going out to get dinner. And where are we going to go? We don't know. We go and get in the car. And I start driving.
Right.
And I know the direction towards food. And so I'm driving. And what's she doing? She's looking up on her phone, checking for some hours, trying to figure out where we're going. You know, and that's an entirely different process. You know, we want it, and we want it now, because we're already on the road there. So basically, the people who jump out to us the most are the people that we're going to pick from. At home,
right.
We might research menus. We might go through some prices. We'll spend a little time. What do we want to do later? You know, stuff like that.
But you're hungry.
Right.
Hungry.
We're already in the car. And then the other thing I wanted to say is, like, the buzzword that business owners who aren't technical can take away from this is conversion. That's where a major difference lies between the desktop and the mobile. And so when he's saying that it's just not good enough for your site to be responsive, which means that it displays well on a mobile and it displays well on a desktop, is when he's saying that that's not enough, what he's basically saying is it set up for conversion? And, you know, you were saying the intention of the buyer, but, you know, a business owner should always be aware of the term conversion. You know, how am I going to convert my cold lead to warm lead to a purchase, you know?
Okay, but let's bring this in now. Let's bring this in because I think it's easy to be too complicated. There are actually action steps here that you can do. And so with today's technology, there are website templates that start out responsive. But this guy says that's not good enough, and he's right. Those same templates will actually let you have a different version for mobile versus desktop. And it's fairly easy to do. And when I say fairly easy, maybe you as a business don't do it, but you should be able to ask your web team to do it fairly easy. So let me give you an example. And let's say it's for food. I might have a food website or a restaurant, and if you're on your desktop, you know, you see the beautiful interior, and we talk about who runs it and what's on the menu and all these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And it takes up the whole screen. But maybe on mobile, it's better that it's just got the type of food, it's got our address, and it's got a call to action to make a reservation, right?
Click to call and directions.
So click to call and directions. And so you really easily, your web team, if they had set you up with a template like this, your web team could have simply made both versions while they built out that page. And I'll just give you one of those templates that you can use that'll actually, with just a few clicks, let you set it up for either version. There's a company called Elegant Themes. And it's elegantthemes.com, I think. And Elegant Themes has a template called Divi. Now, Divi, D-I-V-I, is a super powerful template that's really flexible. Anytime I talk about things like this, I always want to put it in two categories. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you want to build your own website, this is going to be good for you. You can use it, but keep in mind, building a website is not all about the fact that you know what to click. It's knowing what to write and what people do, and there's a lot to it. But if you're going to do it yourself, it's a great one. If you're not a do-it-yourselfer, well, boss, you should know about this so that you're communicating with your web team saying, I like this template, and I also like the fact that I can have two versions there. So could you show me an example of what you would consider doing for both of these versions if you were using this template, right? So you become a more informed boss when you know the tools and you know what to expect.
Could
you add anything to that before we go to break?
Yeah, the one thing that I'd definitely add to that is page load. One thing that this is doing is it's basically saying, so these sections that we're using for converting on the desktop, we're not using for converting on mobile. So not only don't show them, but don't load them. And Divi's doing that.
Yeah.
And that's creating a much faster page load on you know, your mobile device. And people, if your page isn't loading quick on mobile device, they're out.
You're done.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to ring a bell and say, every time we ring this bell, we're not just saying something. It's absolute truth. And if your page is not loading fast enough, they are gone. They are going somewhere else. Okay, so we are coming to the end of the segment, and we'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump in his weekly media address says the U.S. is doing all it can to help residents in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria.
We are sending tremendous amounts of supplies, tremendous amounts of food and water, and we are sending great people to help.
And the president in his weekly radio address, he sent to visit Puerto Rico this week. Authorities have captured a man they say shot two Georgia police officers, killing one of them.
Kristen was the type of officer who lit up any room she was in. You always knew when she was present.
And Polk County Police Chief Kenny Dodd says the loss of that officer will be felt by many people.
Dedicated, loved her job. She leaves behind a husband, mother, father, and a three-year-old son.
Another high-ranking Trump administration official is out of a job. White House correspondent Greg Clugson reports on the resignation of Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price.
Price resigned on Friday after his costly travel on private charter aircraft triggered investigations that overshadowed the Trump administration's agenda and upset the president. He's the first member of the president's cabinet to be pushed out. The former surgeon turned congressman from Georgia served just 8 months at HHS.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugson, the president rolling out his tax cut plan this week, and Democrats are complaining the cuts are only for the rich. Economist Steve Moore says it's simply not true. He told the Salem Radio Network in an interview this week that the cuts are vital to business owners who can pump a lot of needed money into the working middle class.
The heart of the plan is helping businesses so they can – look, you can't have a job without an employer. I don't understand why Chuck Schumer doesn't understand that. If you don't have an employer, there's no job. I own a small business. I have 5 employees. You know what? If I get this tax cut, maybe I pay my workers more.
Economist Steve Moore has written for the Wall Street Journal. He is now with the Heritage Foundation. More from townhall.com.
There are lots of reasons why you should get life insurance. Here are 2 big reasons you should get it now.
Hi, Mommy. Hey, Dad.
Your family depends on you. Talk to SelectQuote. It's easier and more affordable than you think to get the life insurance your family needs. SelectQuote got Richard, 40, who takes meds to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month, and got Vanessa, 37, a $750,000 10-year policy for under $21 a month. Call SelectQuote or go to SelectQuote.com today. Get up to 10 free quotes in minutes from some of the best life insurance companies out there, like Banner Life, Prudential, Mutual of Omaha, and many others. So, why haven't you called SelectQuote? Get your free quotes now. Call 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The U.S. Department of State is pulling all non-essential diplomatic personnel out of Cuba as a result of hearing loss and other symptoms of brain injury.
Sound is converted to nerve pulse signals in parts of the inner ear called the cochlea. Nerve cells in different parts of the cochlea fire in response to vibration at different frequencies. Strong vibration waves can damage these delicate nerve cells. Because nerve cells don't regrow, permanent hearing loss results. The balance organ in the inner ear is similar and can also be damaged by vibration.
That analysis from Dr. Charles Schneiderman in Washington, D.C., a geological analysis found this week that there is no more danger now than usual of another giant rock fall in Yosemite National Park, despite 2 huge slides this week. One involved a slab of granite they say was the size of a 36-story building. It occurred this week at the famed El Capitan rock formation. One climber was killed this week, actually one man walking near where the rocks fell. The park typically sees about 80 rock falls a year. More from townhall.com. Louisville has named assistant David Padgett as the interim replacement for men's basketball coach Rick Pitino staying in-house to maintain some continuity in the wake of a nationwide federal investigation of the sport and alleged cheating.
It's very important that we have high-quality leadership for what promises to be an outstanding team this year, and it's critical that we produce stability and make sure these players know that they're going to have excellent coaching.
That's University of Louisville interim president Greg Postal, who made the announcement 2 days after Pitino was placed on unpaid administrative leave. 10 people have been arrested in that corruption case. That includes 4 college assistant coaches and even an Adidas executive. And the Cardinals' 6'7" freshman Brian Bowen was not named in federal documents, but details in the criminal probe seem to make it clear investigators are referring to him in some of the charges. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
This is an encore broadcast of the Bean Found Show.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. Okay, there are some interesting things going on with the logistics of this show. We are actually working on, those of you who have been listening have been kind of in on our journey to be able to make the show available online and Facebook and YouTube, on our website, in all different mediums. At the same time, we're doing a live radio show. And so
it's like being a multimedia artist.
Yeah, that's right. We're like a multimedia artist. And so every show, there's some more challenges that we're working through. You know, hopefully so far you've liked the show and hope it's going well. We have narrowed down some technology that's making this so far make sense. Okay, so I want to there's some big news happening with Google that affects whether you're being found. So I want to talk about that for a second. We're also going to do something that I thought would be fun, but Chauncey instantly ridiculed me.
Well, it just made me think of my daughter's homework, you know.
Yeah. So we're going to do vocabulary words, we're going to actually make them make sense.
Are you going to quiz me and see if I know these vocabulary words?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even study them. I just picked words that I thought that businesses really need to know. And I actually, as I'm looking at the list, I go, oh, I hope I know what all these mean. And you're not even seeing the list, so you're in trouble.
I'm not. Yeah. As long as I can Google how to spell them, we're fine.
Okay. But before we get into that, I want to update the audience on a new Google algorithm update. Okay, so that sounds super boring. But essentially Google, every year it changes its algorithm, its method of figuring out what should be showed on results and how it should be showed and those kind of things. And Google is basically on a single-minded mission to make sure that when their customer, which is the person searching, searches for something, that the right things are served up. And if we went back to the bathroom example, if I'm Googling bathroom from my desktop, I might be looking for a remodel or something like that. If I'm Googling it from my phone, I might be looking for a restroom nearby. So Google is constantly have to change that algorithm to figure out why people are doing things and what they're doing.
I got to ask a question. I wonder if Google will ever update their algorithm so specifically that they can tell that you misspelled bathroom while running and will give you
and you need it faster.
Right, yeah.
Well, technically, if you're on a device, it'll know that you're moving quicker.
Totally. I'm not really kidding. You know, eventually they will ding it that hard. You know.
Yeah. Okay. So here's an update. There's an update that just happened in the middle of August. Now, before I talk about this update, you know, Google doesn't really come out and say, "Hey, we made this update, and here's the name of it." Essentially, Google's just making updates, and they'll verify that they may have made one. That's about as far as they go. The way that us internet and search engine optimization people figured out is as we're watching clients' results, we may see a shift
in how they're showing up out of nowhere. And what happens is the internet community or the search engine community who's following all of this, they all go to work talking about it, sharing until they can kind of narrow down what they think that algorithm change was. And then what will happen is essentially...
reverse engineer it.
They reverse engineer it. And then they'll come out and they'll say, all right, we think this is it, and we think this is what it's doing, and they'll generally agree. I guess it's a lot like the scientific review when science come up with a new finding, which, by the way, it looks like there might be video of the thylacine, the Tasmanian tiger, but that's a whole other story. So this came out August 22nd. Again, search engine land. Even as a business, this stuff, they make it simple. So you can read these and it'll help you understand. But it's called the Day of the Hawk. So this new algorithm change is called the Hawk. Now, which is interesting because the last algorithm change was called the Possum. Mm. So this is the Hawk, which they say eats the Possum. And basically the Hawk update, which seems to have killed some of the changes we saw with Possum.
I see. So basically this means that Google didn't like some of the results that they were getting from the Possum update. And so
right.
They're compensating.
That's right. And that, again, why do you always have to say everything so simple and I have to talk for 4 minutes to get there? Essentially the Possum update, the one that the Hawk is killing or attacking, was set up because could you imagine if a business was being found in that Google My Business directory or in Maps and it had multiple pages or it had multiple offices or addresses or suites in a building, and essentially it could shut out a competitor from even showing up because it would have so many versions of itself online in the Google directory or that result that we talk about all the time, Google My Business, would only be for that business. So essentially the Possum, and Chauncey, you probably can explain this better than me, but essentially the Possum was a set of filters that essentially looked at businesses to make sure they didn't duplicate their value, that they weren't showing up too much.
Yeah, well, Google's goal is to give you diverse options. They realize that they can cater and that people are generally the same, but they want to make sure that they're sort of helping everybody. So they're setting out to make sure that basically each result is one business. And so, you know, the hope was that you would get more diverse search results and local results.
Right. And so an example she goes into in the Possum, this previous algorithm update, was essentially if you could imagine that there's multiple dentists or orthodontists within a block or two of each other, the one that was doing the best on search basically would win and filter out the other one that maybe wasn't doing so well. So you would have a hard time finding it because of just the relevance of the location. And so essentially this filter got better. Another example is some of what we have at our office. There are multiple businesses in the address of the location that our offices are at, Chauncey. And so
don't both of our businesses have the same address?
Yeah, both of our businesses have the same address, even though we're not in the same office.
Right.
And so essentially we have a hard time showing up in Google My Business results because Google's filtering it out, saying, hey, this address is here. And someone already claimed it. Tough luck, buddy. So essentially this Hawk filter is another set of filters to try to make that better so that businesses aren't being filtered out so discriminately or indiscriminately, I should say. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean for you as a business? Well, you know, I just want to circle back around. It means that the whole world, Google, your competitors, people like us who are paid to help our clients rank better. We're all focused on making sure that whoever, either our company or who we're working for, is being found. The whole world is focusing on whether their business is being found or their clients' business are being found in these places like Google My Business and Bing Places and all those kind of things. So much so that one of the giantest, largest, most profitable companies in the world, Google, is making this their full-time job. So as a business, you should be too. You should be making sure that you're being found on these local map packs. You're using them, right? You're using it when you're trying to find a restaurant, a shoe store, a bathroom. I don't know why that's going to keep coming up in the stream of this video or this show. You're personally using it yourself. So are you being found when someone Googles your business and those kind of things? Okay, so we are coming up to the end of this segment. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be right back after the break.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your Level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic volcano breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
All right. Welcome back to the Being Found Show. So every break, I touch base with, you know, my sister, my wife, my mother, and ask how the show's going. My sister says that I need to slow down and I'm rushing like a toddler.
Hmm.
Is that true?
I don't know. Are you falling on your face repeatedly and then crying about it and then forgetting what you were upset about?
Well, I do that sometimes. I'm not going to ask. Honey, don't text me on that one. You know, family are such critics. It's rough. They're going to give me a complex.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so... So far, we are doing some really intense technology here. making all this work, and so far it's mostly working. I hope I don't jinx the show. So I'm super excited. And you'll always be able to go to beingfound.com after the show and watch the video where you can see our screen and you can see the two good-looking hosts. And we're thinking about doing a poll to see which one's the best-looking, although that could be devastating.
I'm way better-looking.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so in this next segment, Jared,
Mr. Producer,
I'm going to want to play that...
Mr. Producer.
I'm going to want to play the video, but let me kind of set it up a little bit. So Jason Saltzer from Entrepreneur Network is interviewing a guy named Drew Mager. And Drew Mager started up a company called Mug A Tunes. You can go see it at mugatunes.com. And you know what's interesting about this video as I came across it is both the person doing the interview and Drew, who's being interviewed, are not technology people. That's not their skill set. And they actually created technology companies. Both of them have done that. And in this video, Drew talks about some really big, costly mistakes he made in finding technology vendors, you know, people to help build what he was trying to do. And I wouldn't have made the same mistakes, frankly. And so what I want to do is I want to play that video, and I want to actually go over a little bit of how if you're thinking about getting a website built or doing any marketing or you're going to have an application built, I want to help you not make the same mistakes because you don't have to make them. All right, Mr. Producer, cue up the video.
Well, I guess, first of all, having started this right out of college and not being a business major per se, I was a sociology major, I had very little entrepreneurial experience whatsoever, yeah, either in real life or sort of in higher education. So everything I've done has been self-taught. I've had to learn everything. So that obviously is a struggle. The worst moment, I think the closest we were to really sort of considering giving up, as a non-technical founder.
Yep.
That
yep.
is running a tech platform, essentially. You have to trust basically your whole company and outsource it and give it to somebody else to build
yes.
your technology for you.
The outsourcing dilemma.
Exactly. And so we did do that probably a year and a half ago with a company that we didn't vet properly, I will say. We didn't probably do enough due diligence on kind of what their capabilities were, if they could really handle the scope that we were looking for.
Yep.
And sort of 6 months pass with us sort of not being happy with
yep.
what was happening and the timeline just continually being dragged out. And we basically had to kind of terminate them, start from scratch,
mm-hmm.
had to sort of do some legal issues to get our money back from them
yep, yep,
and
yep.
really start over.
All right, Mr. Producer. Stop the video. You know, Chauncey, I don't know about you, but almost everybody I know in business has been in that dilemma. And frankly, most people don't have a tech background who are either creating a technology business or need technology for their business.
Well, didn't you just bring a business on as a client who really dealt with this? I mean, of course, we'll leave the names out, but you just dealt with a business coming on as a client that was really kind of an extreme case of this.
Well, it is funny. It's extreme. But I've seen it so much, it's not so extreme.
I see.
There was a client that was just trying to get a good lead generation platform set up, and they had spent over $200,000. Now, this is a small business.
That is extreme. I don't care how much you've heard that. $200,000 for a local service business.
Yes. And they spent over $200,000 for what they hoped was going to be a lead generation platform, you know, website, CRM, the whole thing set up. And they got nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing came of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that is insane. I was thinking, actually, that's a different story than the one I was thinking. I was thinking the 7,000 people who were putting that money in. But, yeah, I guess that just goes to show you that there's so many stories of it.
Yeah, we had three clients that we helped out. They were at a total of 214,000. One was at 200, and then two were at 7,000 that they had spent. Now, so here's the thing. You know, the mistake is in his original thought process. His original thought process was, I'm going to have to trust this vendor, this company, with my technology and essentially my whole company. No, you don't.
No, you don't have to trust them.
So it's right there, and that's what I see the most. What actually put me on this journey to make sense of technology and all this was the idea that you, Mr. and Mrs. Businessperson, need to be back in control of your company. You know, if you have a restaurant, you don't put the waitressing or the cooking in the hands of someone else and have no idea if they're doing a good job or not. And it's not only that, you know if they're doing a good job every day, every hour. So if technology, which is important, is so important to you, why in the world would you trust another company wholeheartedly without any way to know if they're going to do a good job or not?
Absolutely. And yeah. So, with what you were saying, you know, that like this is Nick, our busboy slash accountant, you know, that's just not going to happen. It's like, you know, I'll talk to businesses and they're just all, well, WordPress, isn't that some sort of thing? And I'm all, you know, the beauty of using WordPress to build a website, and this fits in, I realize it sounds a little off, is that
you're off.
If you hate me, you can easily find somebody else to replace me.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Well, okay, so let's go there for a second, because that is one of the things you should always consider, that whoever's going to build your technology and the technology you're going to have built, is this some situation where you're choosing some strange, rare technology that only this person knows how to work on? What if you don't like them?
Yeah.
Right? So that is one of the things you need to do, is some research. Is there already a plug-in? I can't tell you how many people have built a website or an application from scratch when there's a $2 plug-in that'll do the exact same thing, or a free plug-in. And yeah, this happened to me in the very early days of the website of websites. I spent $5,000 a month to have a e-commerce platform set up. I didn't know anything about this stuff. And I made this mistake way back then of trusting someone because they knew what they were doing. So I spent $5,000 a month. And then I found myself having to tell them what color I wanted buttons and what font I wanted. I'm like, hey, I don't understand any of that. You should know that. Don't you know what's right? No, I don't. You have to tell me. Oh, wow. Or do I have to write my own content too? You don't do that? Oh, yeah, you'll have to write all your own content. Well, then one night I was sitting at my computer and I said, there's got to be a better way to do this. And I found a $99 a month platform called at the time Volusion, which is like Shopify or BigCommerce. It's a e-commerce platform that you can set up your own store. So for $99 a month, by morning, I had set up an entire e-commerce platform, and that $5,000 a month for 3 or 4 months I paid was completely wasted. I could have done it in a day with $99. And so you do got to step back and you got to look at, am I using the right technology? Is it the right workforce? But here's another little tip. Here's something to do. Do a test project. So if you think you're going to hire someone and they're going to build something, do some test project with them that's $100, $500, $1,000, or whatever it is in a relationship that you can spend and lose, and see how you work with them. See how they do. See how their results are. See if there's problems, or if they're asking you to do things or know things that you just don't feel like you should have to. As experts, they should. Are they a fit? Just do a test project. If you don't hear another word I say, your next website developer, your next marketing company, your next application you need, the next CRM you buy, don't go all in. Do a test project and see if it fits. And we suggest that.
Yeah, well, here's some examples. Like, let's say you want to build a project management app. Have them build you a checklist app first. Let's say you want to build a big old website. You know, have them build you a landing page first to get started. You know, they're
right.
You know, sort of think of this in scalable terms, like where can I really sort of work my way towards what I want, but also get a sampling of what's up with this company.
That's right. And ask them for alternatives. Okay. So you ask them for alternatives, you Google alternatives, and you ask friends for alternatives for what you're specifically trying to do. Because if you ask a web developing company or a technology company, if you ask them to build you some application that maybe tracks packages through your warehouse, they'll build it. And they're going to assume it's buyer beware. They're going to assume that you already looked at your options and decided that you wanted to build it, that the regular old options that are already built aren't available. Okay, so we are coming up to the end of this segment. I hope this was helpful. You know, just do a test out, okay? So you're listening to the Being Found Show, and we'll be right back.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Big Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunts Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Redding Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, Riggs Media Consultant.
All right. If you're not being found, if your company's not being found, then who is? Who is being found by your customers? You know, that's something you got to work on. It's something you have to actually go after. So that's what this show is about. Being Found Show is making sure that local businesses are being found by more buying customers. I want to go over, again, also you can go to beingfound.com and you can watch the video of the show, which shows two good-looking hosts.
Yeah,
and our screen.
You know, bear in mind that everybody knows that, you know, the camera adds about 150 pounds. So,
right. Yeah. And apparently double chins.
Yeah. Well, I have that problem solved.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
Through my
Which
beard.
Reminds me, so one of the things we're doing is we're working on branding the show and getting it organized and looking nice. And so we had a logo made.
All right.
You can see it. Yeah, you can see it if you go to beingfound.com. It's right there on the homepage. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
But in that logo is a caricature of me. And the character has a giant head and a double chin. So maybe the caricature isn't me. Maybe the designer got the wrong image, you think?
Oh, no. No, he got the right image.
Oh. Okay.
You get what you pay for, though, Joe, you know.
That's right. That's right. We're going to go into vocabulary words, which I don't care what Chauncey says. That's exciting stuff. But before we do, I'm sure you've all heard about the Equifax data breach. Mm. So it was huge. It just came about. It actually has been happening, I think, since around May. Around 143 million Americans' Social Security numbers, passwords, usernames, all that kind of stuff.
To put that in context, there's about 300 million people in the United States. That's about half of the population of the country.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So here's this news is really for both customers or both business owners and regular old people. Why does this matter to you? And, you know, were you hacked or not? Well, there is a place you can go. And if you just Google it, you can go to Equifax Security 2017.com and you can find out if you were one of the people that was hacked or your data had been stolen. But think about this. How good are you at using different passwords and usernames at all the different places you're logged in, all your social places, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and whatever other ones you're in, your bank account, your cable, your phone, all these places that you're logged in, do you use different username and passwords? And chances are you probably don't. And so this breach means that they have your username and passwords that you use to log into Equifax or Equifax had from their data that they got. And so what does a bad guy do with that kind of information? Well, they can actually set up bots that just try to log in with all these different usernames and passwords to all kinds of places, and this thing can just run through hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions, and they can try to log into all your stuff.
And
so
it can be tricky for you because, like, let's say you think you're being tricky because your password in one place is cash and your password in another place is cash with the dollar sign followed by an exclamation point. This bot's going to figure that out.
That's right. That's right. You know, take the time, if you're listening to this, this is one of those news alerts that it's not for just business. I know we're a business show, but if you're listening to this, go start changing your username and password, your passwords. And if you're like me, I have hundreds of accounts I'm logged into, so now I've got to go through and change them all. There is an application that makes it easy, and again, I'm not paid for any of this. It's just stuff I use. It's called Dashlane. Dashlane is something that watches you log in and saves your username and password, and you can actually help use that Dashlane application to go through and change your username and passwords. So look into Dashlane. Anyways, Equifax security breach, big deal, 143 million Americans. Start changing your stuff. All right, now for exciting stuff, Chauncey. I don't know. I like that logo.
It is awesome. You know, it's like I looked at it and I'm just like, whoa, is that a photo? And then I'm like, oh, wait, that's not really a photo.
Yeah. What did you call it? You called it
ridiculously
awesome.
Yeah, it's both ridiculous and awesome.
Yeah, it is. I like it. Oh, there's something wrong with that double chin there. Okay, so vocabulary words, Chauncey. You're not looking at this. You don't even know what ones I'm going to bring up.
No, go for it.
And don't tune out. This isn't like school. We're gonna demystify some terms that the geeks that you hire use, and they hope that you don't know what they mean. They would rather you didn't understand these words, because understanding vocabulary is power. It's why gangs or specific cliques or groups develop terms that only they understand. It's part of human nature to use vocabulary and communication as a way to isolate yourself and those who are like you.
Yeah, prime example I see of that is legalese.
Yeah, right. Yep. And so we want to demystify the internet for you. So we want to let you in on these vocabulary words so you understand what they're talking about and you can get back in control. So first vocabulary word is actually letters, Chauncey.
Letters?
C-S-C-S-S. Three letters. C-S-S.
Cascading style sheets.
Yeah. So who the hell cares?
Well, I can tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, cascading style sheets, your style sheet, is basically when you have a website built, you have it built in HTML. Everybody thinks HTML. HTML is really just a map that's wrapping stuff. Your style sheet is saying, okay, well, this wrapper, let's make it look like this, and this wrapper, let's make it look like this. So your style sheet is separate, so it loads separately so that your website loads faster. And the term cascading means that it reads from the top to the bottom. So let's say we have a style at the top and we have a style at the bottom, and they're the same style. It's going to, the bottom style is going to override it. And so that's what the cascading means, is that it's working its way down. The further down the list, the more priority it has.
Okay, so essentially then a website's built with HTML, and that's just the coding that's telling what to show up, the letters and things like that.
Right. Let's say we have our business name. It's wrapped in what's called a header. So now we know that's a header. And let's say we have a paragraph that's wrapped in a
header. Okay, so let's say header.
Yeah.
Let's just say headers. Now we have header. So that's the top of the website. Well, now something has to tell it what color to be, what size to be, whether to show a menu or not show a menu, right?
Yep. Yep.
And so that's cascade. So as a business owner, you know, I know what that is. And the reason it's good that I know is because now when I'm talking to one of my guys who are developing on my site, and I can see that for whatever reason, the colors, the fonts or something aren't right, and I'm seeing they're not right all over the place. Now I can tell that developer where I think he should look. But even better than that, when they're telling me where they think they should look, I know whether they're right or wrong.
Right.
Because I hate to say it, we're all humans. We're not always right. Even if this is what we do for a living, we're not always right. And so as a business owner, you should know.
You should know
what's happening. So CSS.
Yeah, let me throw this in. So a website can be built on all sorts of things, PHP. That's all stuff. But when you get your website in front of you, you have downloaded it, you've loaded it, you're really looking at HTML, JavaScript, and CSS. You know, and so HTML is really the content and the order of the content. JavaScript might be some sort of fancy action that's going on. And CSS is how the website looks. So if you want a little border, and he goes, oh, well, that's going to take a while, he can, you know, it's just a fix to the CSS.
Good. Well, and we teach it. So at CloudWise Academy, that's our very first class that we ask everyone to take who's going to take any of our classes is Website for Beginners. We teach those three languages, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, because they're the core of the internet. So as a business owner, you know, it helps if you know. Okay, so here's the next one, Chauncey.
Hi.
This one's going to be, I think, ubiquitous. I think everyone, at least I feel like everyone should know this one. But maybe they don't. WordPress.
Content management system. Basically, WordPress is a tool that helps you to create a website. It works off of PHP and a database. And basically, you could build, if a web developer could build a website with just PHP and a database. But what WordPress really does is creates a easy user experience so that it makes the process a lot faster, a lot easier, not only for the developer, but for the website owner as well.
Okay, so we've still got more words to go over. We are coming up to the break. You're listening to the Being Found show at KCNR 1460 AM, and we'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Welcome back to the Being Found Show. You're here with Chauncey Haworth, and I'm your host. Well, I'm the other host, Cloudwise Joe. I guess we're co-host, Chauncey.
I can be the sidekick. I'm comfortable with that.
Would you ride in a sidecar on my motorcycle?
Only if we had matching checkered jumpsuits.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Then yes.
That's obvious. Okay, good. Yeah. I actually am looking for, I am considering, and my wife right now is probably laughing at me as she hears this, but I am considering getting a sidecar for my motorcycle so that my dog can ride next to me.
Awesome. You got to get a goggles.
Me and my wife.
You got to get the dog goggles.
Yeah. Yeah, so you agree I should do that, right?
Totally.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, honey, let's find a sidecar.
Well, she's probably, okay. As long as I don't have to ride in it.
Yeah, well, this is so that my dog and my wife can go with me, you know, if we go to Washington, D.C. or whatever. Anyways, let's move on before I get in trouble. I want to do, we are at the last segment, but I do want to get a couple more vocabulary words out. This next one... Yeah, you know, if we step back and really talk about it and think about it, this is a really important one because it can govern how much you spend or what you get when it comes time to build your website.
and that is WordPress theme.
Yeah.
What is that, Chauncey? What is that?
Well, WordPress is, as we discussed, the builder that makes things easier and it helps you to interact. And so theming it, another term that maybe helps people understand is like skinning it. You know, imagine getting a vehicle wrap on your car. You know, imagine putting up a new facade on your building. That's really what it's doing. And so the system is all there, but WordPress can look like a million different things depending on the theme and what you start with.
Right. So let's use an example of the website beingfound.com. So beingfound.com is built with WordPress, and I'm using a theme called newspaper for any of you that might like the theme and want to get it yourself. And essentially what we've done is we've launched beingfound.com, which you may like or not like. I guess that's a different story. And with this theme, this WordPress theme, my team has done no coding. And here's what's nice about that. I get to see versions of the site before they're final. So, in other words, when you see the header with the menu items and you see the big header area with my awesome new logo.
With your big-headed logo.
With my big-headed double-chin logo. There's no coding there. And this theme has versions. So maybe this, what you're seeing right now is one version. Another version might be where the menu goes all the way across and the logo's up on top. And so I can ask my team to try different versions and show them to me so that I can get an idea as a business owner. I can get an idea what my options are without having to say, change the color of that word, or I think I wanted it that way. They can show me end results. So essentially with a theme, and don't get me wrong, this again, you may be able to do it yourself. Your web developer certainly can do it, and I'm not saying this is as easy as turning a key, because you have to know how these configurations work. Trust me, I've spent hours and maybe even years screwing up WordPress themes. But the point is here that if you understand how it works, you can guide your team. So what I can do is, as a business owner, I can see this, but all I really have to do is get my content in. See, that's the neat thing. I can get my pages in, my blog posts in. I can get it all in, and then I can ask my team to start showing different menu items or different versions of the theme, and I don't have to have told them how to build every page. Did I explain that okay, Chauncey?
Yeah, I think so. I really think you did. You can, with very little effort, get a very nice starting point.
Yes.
You know, now there's always work to do down the way. Okay, well, now we're up and running. I want to convert. I want to load faster, blah, blah, blah. You need all that stuff, but you got to start somewhere. And you can get yourself a very nice starting point with very little effort.
Right. And so a good one to try is Elegant, Themes, Divi. They're all over, though. When you set up your WordPress site, you can go to Themes on the left side and just look at themes. I mean, they're all over. Again, put this in two buckets. Do it yourself. You need to know that this is how it can be done. Working with your web developers, you need to be able to log in to the back end and see how this theme's working. You need to know what your options are so you can help guide them. But please don't take this to mean that somehow your developer, whoever's working on this, is somehow, you know, not needed or what they're doing is not important. Because I'll tell you what, getting the wording right, getting images in the right place, just overall getting it as something that your customers want to use is 99% of the art or science of making these sites. You know, do you agree or disagree on that one, Chauncey?
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, I think we've used this comparison before. I'm capable of learning how to fix my car, but I'm not going to be able to go to work in the meantime. You know, I do what I'm educated at doing, and then I hire somebody else to do what they're educated at doing. Doesn't mean I don't have to have an understanding of my car and knowing that it's working right and knowing what they're working on and how I'm being billed, but the idea that I'm just going to run out and do it is ridiculous.
Right. Okay, so we probably don't have a lot of time left in the show. I want to back up and just kind of share some of the things that I was working on or did this week. Because what I try to do is anything I come across that somebody
a challenge that a business faced or something, maybe an application I used that I thought was really helpful, I try to share in the show. So there's really two I wanted to talk about real quick. One is the application called Blue Jeans. Blue Jeans is actually the name of the application. It's like GoToMeeting or Google Meet or Google Hangouts. It's a meeting software. Well, Chauncey, how many softwares have we tried just to put on this show over the last month or two? Do we even know how many?
Well, at least five. The thing that stood out to me about Blue Jeans is it was kind of, this might be a little self-deprecating, but it was idiot proof.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. You're talking about because I set it up. So that's kind of true. This is super easy. So if you go watch our video, you're going to see Chauncey and I's pictures or video over my desktop, and we're having a meeting, we're talking, and it literally was click a button, start the meeting, and we're going. Back up over the last 5 or 6 weeks as we've been working this out, and it's like building a car. I was configuring this application to show video, this application to record, this application to broadcast, all the normal ones like GoToMeeting and all those that I would have thought were going to work great were terrible. Skype that should have worked was terrible.
Of people fall victim to this with a lot of products, that just because you're good at marketing does not mean that you have a good product.
Yeah, no, true. So true. Yeah. Yeah. And just because a whole bunch of people are using it publicly doesn't mean that they figured out the right one to use either. Right. So, if you need to do meetings or you want to do podcasts or any of that kind of stuff, give Blue Jeans a try. It's idiot proof. I figured it out. So, another
There's
one.
There's your
to
sales
talk about
pitch. Real- Joe figured it yeah. out. It's got to yeah. be idiot if I, proof.
if I could do it, you could do it. I totally want on my tombstone, which I hope doesn't come for another 50 years. I totally want on my tombstone that I learned the hard way so you don't have to.
I like it.
I just feel like that's. Yeah, that's my life.
My favorite is H.G. Wells, Damn You All, I Told You So. But go ahead.
Well, that's actually just what I say every day. I guess I could put that on my... here's another application, if we've got time. How much time do we have, Mr. Producer?
Four minutes.
We have a few... 4 minutes, okay. So chances are that the talent you need is not necessarily geographically right around you. You might need a logo built. You might need a web page built. You might need an email campaign done. You might need a maybe something that you have put into a voice recording dictated or turned into text for a blog post. I don't know. Just about anything. So the really awesome thing about the world right now is it's kind of flat. There's a book called The World is Flat, meaning that you can find talent wherever they are. And so I want to tell you about a website that I've used several times, but I used it again this week called Fiverr. You may know about it. It's Fiverr. I think that's how it's spelled. Anyways, Google it, Fiverr. Because I wanted to update our logo for the Being Found show. So Fiverr is a place that we're for $5. Someone will do just about anything. That doesn't mean you won't spend more and can't spend more, but you can get a logo built for $5. You can get a web page built for $5. Someone will record, all the things I mentioned. Now, there are upgrades where you'll pay $50, $100, $200 if you want other things done or upgraded. And so what I did is I had our logo built. All I did was give him a picture of me, which, by the way, he must have got the wrong one. All I did was give him a picture and kind of describe what we do. And I asked one of the guys on Fiverr to make me a logo. That was $50. I ended up paying $50 instead of $5. And I love it. I love the logo. So go to beingfound.com, check out the logo that I got built for $50. And if you've got something that you've been trying to get done, go give Fiverr a chance and see if you can get it done there. Okay, so we are coming up to the end of the show. We got about a minute left. I hope we were able to help you out. On Being Found, I really hope that we're demystifying the internet so that you can put it to work for you instead of against you. If nothing else, your customers are changing the way they buy. I hope, I really do hope that you're changing the way you sell. If this was back when milk trucks were just coming into the market and you still were using a horse and buggy to deliver milk, then where are you going to be 5-10 years later when everyone's using trucks and you never made the shift? Well, that's the same situation now. The internet's here. It's not going away. You really do. You've got to put it to work.
The answer to your question is nowhere. That's where you're going to be.
It's true. And we're there. It's happening. Okay, so again, you've been listening to the Being Found Show. I'm Cloudwise Joe. Chauncey Hallworth, my superhero co-host. And we're signing off. We'll see you next week.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump at his weekly media address says his tax cut proposals will benefit American families and help boost the U.S. economy.
This is the real and lasting tax relief that everyday Americans badly need and truly deserve.
And the president also took some time on Twitter today to answer back to some of the criticism coming from the mayor of Puerto Rico. The city of San Juan in Puerto Rico, I should say, the capital city, saying the administration's not doing enough to help with Hurricane Maria relief. In the Democrats' weekly address, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto says the president